Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Ronnie Bell, coming to y'all once again, you know, with just real talk, real music. And I know a lot of you ladies out there, you know, you ladies are wondering why you're not having the success that you deserve. And I know some of you don't want to hear it, but the truth is, it's your man.
You gotta gain him weight. And her hair, yeah, all because you're still there. You keep putting her down, down. Every time his friends come around, she's drinking and thinking. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping costs. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping costs. I can put you on Greyhound.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and it is an awesome day because it's Monday. It's Marvelous Monday, and we look forward to having an awesome show tonight because we want to get ready for the holidays, and we have individual experts on here tonight. We're going to share some thoughts about dealing with mental health awareness during the holidays, you know. What's going on? Are you dealing with the holiday blues? And we're going to talk about some things that can be identified, as well as some things to help you cope with situation, as well as manage things dealing with the holiday blues. So we look forward to have an awesome night tonight. I have the board filled already. I'm so glad to have everybody, all my experts and co-hosts, is joining me. I have them live, so I do appreciate that. And it's exciting. Again, like I said, it is Marvelous Monday. So we have an opportunity to offer some information through this vessel. As I always say at my show, that God gave this vision to me to bring this opportunity to everybody through this vessel called Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Instagram, and all of the social media. We bring out things that other individuals may not touch on, those pundits and talking heads that may touch some things, but we're going to that ultimate level of focusing on political, educational, social issues, relationship, whatever it may be. We're going to work to make it do what it do. So exciting to have an opportunity. It's a blessing. God has truly been able to bless each and every one to see almost a complete year, 2019. We have X amount of days left before we look at 2020. So we have to give him the praise, because that's what it's all about. And that's what we're doing through this as well. We're giving him the praise, allowing us to do this. He said, go do this, Dr. Smith. And in 2017, I took it upon myself to start off with the one show on Wednesday night that rotated Tuesday, Wednesday, till we have now 8 shows. We're heard in 16 countries. And not only on Facebook, where we heard all pretty much over the world, all over the United States for sure. And we're so glad to have each and every one of you all on Facebook join us. We have a group on Instagram joining us. So I'm excited. Now, if you're on Blog Talk Radio and you want to go to Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/drldialbertosmith. And that's my Facebook handle. And also you can go to Instagram, and we're using Lorenza D. Smith 15 tonight. So we have an opportunity where you can be a part of that as well. So it's going to be an awesome night. Now, Blog Talk Radio, if you want to be a part of this show by calling in, what you have to do is 347-857-4192. Now, let's kind of put put some rules in place right quick. When you call in and you have something to say, press 1. We'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then we'll ask you to give your name and your location if you choose to. If not, just offer your comments, your questions, and your expertise. Now, if you just want to listen or hear the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Productions. So we have all the ways you can contact us and be a part. Now, let me lay some other things, because we have several Twitter accounts that is being used to make sure we get the word out as well. You can tweet us at the at Talking Real to You, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at Coach with a K underscore L underscore Smith. And you can be a part of this, and we want you to be a part of it. You can tweet me, or you feel good, feel well enough, you want to email me, you can. You can email at talkingrealtoyou@gmail.com. So we're ready to go, and I have all of those individuals that join us. We're going to talk about mental health awareness. How do we deal with the holiday blues? And that's always, you know, we hear about it. You know, we're having the blues during the holidays. Because whatever it may be something dealing with mental health. It just might be loneliness. It just might be you just missing your family, and whatever it may be. But we're going to talk a little bit about it tonight. And the team I have with me tonight, and I want to start off by introducing each and every one of those individuals that's joined us. And I, like I said, the people on the board, just remember, if you have something to say, press 1, and I'll make sure I make you live once I recognize who you are and give you your last 4 digits of your number, and you come and start talking and sharing your thoughts. Okay, joining us from the state of Georgia, the south of Atlanta, none other than Dr. Olivia E. Smith. How you doing, Doc?
Good evening, everyone. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm awesome, awesome. Just so excited to have an opportunity to have you with us again tonight. Monday is always a special night for us, and I do appreciate you joining us. And we look forward to having an awesome show tonight. Also joining us from the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. Give her a shout out, none other than Scarlett H. Blank. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine. Good to have everyone on tonight. And we're looking forward to a great show and a great listening audience.
Awesome, awesome. And our special expert, guest expert that's joined us tonight, and she was on the show previously. I'm so glad to have her back and just to be a part of our team, sharing some thoughts in regards to mental health awareness during the holidays and the things that occurred. She's out of Boca Raton, Florida, none other than Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you?
I am awesome. I'm glad to have you with us tonight as well.
I'm happy to be here.
Awesome, awesome. You see that we're ready to make things happen, make it do what it needs to do. Again, our title for tonight is Mental Health Awareness. How do we deal with the holiday blues? You know, I was just thinking, I said, how do we deal with it? We got many ways that we deal with things when we come about during the holiday season, and sometimes we have to be able to recognize and identify some of those key points that may put us in that area where we're lonely, we're not happy, we may be doing some things. So we want to make sure we talk about that as well. Now, we're going to start off giving pretty much a shout-out. I had an opportunity to go to a political event tonight, and it's a young lady that's running for district judge, plays one in Montgomery County, And that's, I had a chance to talk with her for election 2020. Angela Starr, I want to give a shout out because I was invited just to come and be able to mingle and talk and meet those individuals. I appreciate the team inviting me from the Angela Starr campaign for District Judge Place 1. And I want to give them a shout out because I asked them to make sure they tune in. They do tune in. So they're listening in some form, even though it started at 5:30 and it ended at 7:30, probably carrying on the, you know, just talking and communicating. So again, if you're in Montgomery County, that's Montgomery, Alabama, you can go for Angela Starr for District Judge Place 1. And I'm giving her a shout out, and I told her, hopefully, and I asked her, if you get yourself in a position like tomorrow's show, we'd love to have you on here and talk a little bit of politics with us. All right, let's look at our first topic. And our first topic is, do the holidays stress you out? That's a question. Do the holidays stress you out? Now, we just want to look at it in several ways and let your team share some thoughts, how they may see or encounter people who, where the holidays have stressed them out. For example, can I afford to get these gifts? I want to make sure if I have young children, I have some gifts for them, or, you know, things for Christmas that's going to be part of the Santa Claus bag, however you want to say the treat that come from Santa Claus. We also wanted to, you know, we get stressed out when we're lonely and we're not able to spend time with people. But I want to just start those two off, and I want the team to kind of just work their way, but I want to ask them to make sure when they're speaking, they tell us exactly their name, then they go with their expertise about stress during the holidays. Do the holidays stress you out? Team, you can share your thoughts on that right now.
I can start, Dr. Smith. It's Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, I think many people, and actually I was reading about 88%, of the population, according to a study that was taken, do feel a lot of stress around the holidays. You have maybe financial issues, travel issues, maybe a loss, death, some form of trauma experience, being around people maybe that you're not too fond of, or, you know, discord amongst family members.
Okay.
What kind of gifts do I get? What are we, who's going to come? You know, are we going to your house? Are you coming to my house? You know, there's a lot of factors involved.
Exactly. And that's awesome right there. And that's something we have to keep in mind. You know, it's stressful when, you know, you're traveling somewhere and you have to get a flight and you just don't know what the condition is going to be, especially with some of the inclement weather situation that's going on, even in the South. We have some things going on where we got these tornado watch coming through and warnings coming through from out of Texas and all the way up through Mississippi and through Alabama and going to move up on the East Coast. Now, you know, if it moves up on the East Coast, it creates a problem. Your travel, especially flying back and forth from Atlanta, who serves a lot of areas, not only on the Atlantic coast, but also on the Pacific coast and the Midwest. Mm-hmm. So that's stressful for you. You know, it's stressful getting out of that traffic. You know, you may think, do I want to go shopping? Do I want to deal with that stressful moment? And some people, if you plan well, you can start, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, however you want to do it. And some people like just waiting to the last minute. Some people just like that stress. They like to be out there. It's sort of like a challenge for them. And when they're out there, they're having fun trying to purchase these gifts. It may not be much left, but you're pushing and shoving, trying to make sure you don't literally push yourself. But you'll be trying to get that last minute gift. So that creates stress as well. So that's those are just two of them that we have to focus on, you know. And then inviting guests over to your home. People don't realize how stressful that can be. Just entertaining anytime is very stressful because you want to make sure everybody is taken care of, make sure they have
everyone's happy.
You're running, you're wearing yourself out. So when it gets to the point when you actually the date is here for the celebration or for the holidays or for the Christmas time you're having at your place, you're so stressed out. You like, wow. And when once it's over, you can then release that stress in some form or fashion, whatever you choose to do. But these are the kind of things we are talking about. Lisa shared with you, and those are, we have to look at it. Some people don't see it that way. Some people see it different. They don't see traveling as a stress during the holiday, but it is. It's a challenge. You have a lot of people on there. If you're on the main strip, 95, 75, 85, that I'm calling out, interstate traveling north and south, or you're on 80 going out west, 10, 5, or whatever, it's going to be filled with people traveling, and that's so stressful. And people
this
just
is,
don't, you know. It's
this is this is Scarlet Black, another stress, and it is a stressful time during the holidays. And for some, the depression may be short-term because you're dealing with holiday stress. But another factor can also be those families that have conflicts and having to be around
yeah.
certain people during the holidays that you care not to be around or that you wish not to see for various reasons due to a lot of things that may have happened in a lifetime with certain people. So that can be very stressful, too. How do you handle someone in the family who is maybe a molester? How do you handle someone going through a divorce and having to move kids from one parent to another? And maybe divorce was not an amicable divorce, but maybe a negative one. And so you have to handle that. Also, competition is a stress because if one parent of a divorced parent or whatever is trying to outdo the other with gifts, money, and this type of thing, so all these can be very stressful. How do you deal with an uncle or an aunt who might be a little more into the drink, you know, during the holiday time and the morning drink throughout the day? Then all of a sudden, you know, things get kind of hairy a little bit around the dinner table. How do you handle that? That you know they have a drinking problem, or maybe using drugs. Those types of things that we all, you know, that we all have known situations where you had to face that in life. And so it's not the Ozzy and Harriet things that you see on TV. You know, the Brady Bunch and all these things. These are real life issues, and I'm glad that we're bringing that out tonight because these are real life issues, and these are not the Kodak moments, or like we say back during the day, the Kodak moments around the dinner table. You know, all families got, you know, something that you've had to deal with, you know, during the holidays, and it can be very stressful.
Correct. You're so correct.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is Dr. Smith. I also want to bring up the issues of traditions, maintaining traditions that we've had through the years, or whether or not we changed the traditional format of family, being with family during a particular holiday versus you taking your own personal flight. And I mean flight, meaning driving anywhere, doing anything, something that's not traditional, can be stressful as you're planning, because it's like a tug of war. Should I spend that time with my family, or should I create my own tradition? And Ms. Black mentioned having to separate, you know, children from divorce. That can really be a struggle when one parent gets the kids that morning and the other parent gets them that afternoon. That's something that really impacts the holiday.
Yeah.
You know, any person who's experiencing that, i.e. I've experienced it myself, and it's very difficult to make the adjustment not see your grands for, you know, just half the day when certain things you've done, brunch or dinner, is over, and then you see them at that point. That's difficult. And another issue is death or the anniversary of death.
Yes.
Yes. That can really be a struggle when you're experiencing the first holiday,
yes.
you know, without your loved one, the first Thanksgiving without your loved one, and making the adjustment to that so that I can go forward in life is quite a challenge. And when I say I'm just referring to
the new normal. You know, you have to do all of these situations. In most cases, you have to develop a new normal in your life because for me personally, my mother was born in December, and December, this is a very hard month, but we had to find a new normal and to reclaim the joy, you know, that you once had.
Exactly. Yes.
And something else I wanted to add really quick. You know, it's okay to get upset when you're at a holiday. Like it's okay to feel sad. I have a client who lost her dad, and then 2 weeks later lost her mom, and she, you know, it's very upsetting. Yeah, it's traumatic, and you know, just being able to go up to somebody, just sit down next to them. If you don't know what to say, just sit down with them, put your arm around them, you know, just do like checking in, and it's okay to cry or be upset. You can remove yourself, go into another room. I've had several people mention that, or they want to avoid, they don't want to go. They're feeling more stressed out, and then it increases, you know, depression and anxieties. So just be mindful, I guess, something to share. We're all going through something, and it's so important to just be supportive.
Exactly. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192, and you can share your thoughts as well. All you have to do is press 1. I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give your name and location if you choose to, then offer your comments, your questions, as well as your expertise. And it's so important that when we're going through this time of the year, you're talking about Christmas, and actuality will be next week. And we will be dealing with so many things that whatever we dealt with throughout the year, it just don't disappear when it becomes Christmas time. And we have to keep that in mind, you know, the anxiety that we might have of trying to make sure everything is all right throughout the year, even with our families, making sure our children are taken care of. Depression, you know, we it's not going to go away because it's Christmas Day. And sometimes if you're alone, it's just worse than how you're going to be able to deal with it. And that's why we have to make sure we keep in mind and understand what exactly goes on. If you're getting counseling, don't stop your counseling during the holidays, because you really need to continue with that counseling to address some of the problems that's already been identified, because it'll be here next year if we don't continue to address. We're never going to overcome whatever we're going through, and other people will never understand what you're going through. Even though they have their own problems, they may have the biggest smile on their face, but when you dealing with anxiety, you're dealing with stress, you're dealing with depression, some people just don't understand, and we cannot continue to bury our heads in the sand. And that's a lot of times we don't want anybody to know exactly what's going on within our families, within what's going on. Let's keep it in the house, you know. Don't let it get out about Uncle Joe because he has those situations. But that what's going on with him will affect everybody in that family. That's why it's so important. You know, as adults, we think we can handle it. If we're being challenged, what do you think about children? You know, that's one of the things we got to keep in mind. And we want to take a second to just kind of talk about how our children, we look at as generally talking about adults, but children are dealing with it as well. And Lisa, if you want to share some thoughts in regards to that, and how we can identify those situations with our young people and then try to address them if we can.
So I'll give you a couple. One, inner religious home, you know, where there's maybe Jewish and Catholic, and maybe there's a divorce. You know, yeah. One home we're doing a Jewish holiday, one home we're doing the Catholic holiday. I think that adds stress on with kids, or letting kids pick which home to go to, or letting them pick which holiday, that's not mm-hmm. the right way to handle it. You can expose children to both holidays, especially, you know, depending on their age. And I know some kids, they have to spend Christmas, like, with one parent, and then the following year they have Christmas with the other parent. So you got that stress, too, where they're not even with, one, you know, one side of their family on the holiday. It's a huge stress on kids. And then maybe some guilt of, oh, I shouldn't be celebrating this because I'm, you know, with my mom, and I should be celebrating with my dad. You know, kids are very conflicted and confused. And it's very important to provide support, guide them, allow them to talk about their feelings, losses. You know, maybe a parent died. Maybe a grandparent died. These are stressors on kids, too. You know, and exactly. How to cope with the loss, how to cope and provide assistance. And, you know, I want to say, people don't cut your therapy off because it's a holiday and you're overwhelmed and stressed out. Many of us can do, if you can't get there, we can do teletherapy sessions as well. You know, we can always find solutions. But when I hear things like, I'm too stressed out to come to therapy, it's concerning to us. You know, and most of us make ourselves available in case of an emergency, or I know, you know, I make myself available if one of my patients is having a hard time. I want them to feel free to reach out. I think that's important. Or if the children are having a hard time. So.
That's
another stressor. Once again, mm-hmm. another stressor. We have a lot of the statistics on homeless families, particularly homeless children, are staggering.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of kids that once we see them on Friday or whenever the school was ending the first semester session and go home for the holidays, then those kids had nowhere to go home to. There was no home.
Right.
And either live in a car, a truck, a van or whatever, or a temporary living situation. That's a huge stress. Those kids are they're hurt, they're embarrassed, they're ashamed to let anyone know. And those kids need a lot of resources. More than anything is the shame factor. The fact that, you know, their parents can't do or having a difficult time, you know, doing. It's not the child's fault, but this is the circumstance that they find themselves in. So during the holiday season, I would encourage that any of churches, centers, or this type of thing, individuals, if you notice things like this, or if you see something, give a helping hand as much as you possibly can and let that child know that they're just as important and just as loved as anyone else, even though they're going through a difficult time. And get them to understand that, yeah, this is just a difficulty right now, but things do change for the better. And just keep being encouraging and doing those things that will help them to understand and to continue to progress and move in their lives.
And that's exactly what we're talking about. We want you to be a part of it because we may be encountering and not expecting it, but it could happen. Holiday blues. How are we going to deal with anxiety? How are we going to deal with stress? How are we going to deal with depression? How are we going to deal with alcoholism? A person that's on drug abusing drugs. But how are we going to deal with it? It occurred more so during the holidays. I think we get some feedback on somebody's mic, I mean, on their phone. You know, just make sure when you're going through the holidays, you kind of deal with those situations, but you must be able to identify them. We're going to look at how we can manage the situation or look at some coping tips when we're dealing with the holiday. Now, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And also, we're going to, in about 2 or 3 minutes, we're going to give out 2 gifts to those individuals that's joining us on Facebook as well as on Blog Talk Radio. And it's a book that I purchased from one of the authors that was on the show. And the book is entitled Who Do You Love by Nicole S. Brown. And we're going to make sure we head it out to that 10th person that's joined us on Facebook and our 10th caller by number on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to make sure we do that in about 30 seconds. But, team, I want us to, before we actually do that, to kind of get in our mind, thought, and our process about what are some coping tips that we can use to make sure we deal with the situation. We mentioned 2 of them. And 2 of them, I'll say, stay in therapy. You got to stay in therapy. You have to. There's no doubt about it. No matter because the holidays are coming, you may have to, as Lisa said, you may have to go to a teleconference. You have to call in and get teletherapy to through the telephone. Or you just also be mindful of what's going on. There's still available professional health care and mental health care that's available for you. Those are 2 ways we can deal with. Those are tips in dealing with anxiety, dealing with stress, being able to talk to somebody in regard to that depression. All of that occurs during this time of the year. Now, the 2 individuals, after looking at the 10th caller, and I want to make sure they contact me for was able to get, receive the gift of the book called Who Do You Love by Nicole S. Brown. It's a book of poetry, love poetry, and I wanted to make sure I had it out through our show. On Facebook, we have Kim Payton. And, Kim, what you could do is contact me through the comment section because you already have made a statement there, good evening. So just make sure you let me know the way I can get this to you, mail it to you as soon as possible. And also, with the individual, have the number on Blog Talk Radio, which is 215 is your area code, 554-5697. Again, 215-554-5697. Now, if you want to become live so I can get the information and we can just, you know, give a shout out for our program for tonight, you can. Just make sure you push 1, press 1, and I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell number, the individual who will receive the gift from Blog Talk Radio. I think they may have pushed the button. they're at the top, so they're ready to talk. So let's take an opportunity to hear from this caller that's with the last 4 digits of 5697. You are now live. You can share with us your information, and also we'll talk about making contact to get this gift to you. Your name, please.
Good afternoon. Well, good evening. This is Evangelist Anna Carter from Philadelphia, and I'm enjoying everything that I'm hearing in reference to the stress levels and all of that in reference to the holidays. And I had cut a loose 10 stress things already. I stopped going out buying, it's almost like you buying them. Every year you find yourself going out buying stuff, buying nieces and nephews and cousins and brothers and sisters. And here it is when it comes around time for birthdays or anniversaries or anything, you don't even get a good well card if you catch a cold. So what I done cut off 10 stress things already, and I'm not trying to grab hold to anymore. So that relieves a lot of stress and anxiety, even though I didn't spend a whole lot, but it's not the price, but it's the attitude that you give it to them, you know, the love. But I found myself every year, all the nieces and nephews, buying. And I said, wait, I had to pull back because that was very stressful going out. I said I had to pull back, and I did not. I done stopped maybe about 8 years now. 8 years
awesome.
From buying everybody gifts. If you want to buy somebody a gift, get it another time. Don't have to be around the holidays.
You're right.
A lot of times, half of the people don't even live to half out see the holidays. So why don't you give it to them sooner than the holiday? Just say, listen, I was just thinking about you, so I just thought I'd get you a little something, and then give it to them then. But the stress, I think a lot of times we put it on ourselves. It doesn't matter who don't agree.
Yeah.
But I think you just put it upon your own self because you're stressing your own self out. They're not putting no gun to your head or nothing for you to go out and do this. Now, is that the only way that you can show them that you love them is by giving them a gift? You can call them, tell them you love them, visit them, you know, spend some time with them. I'd rather put somebody spend time with me than bring me an empty, heartless gift. That doesn't make me happy if you bring me a gift and no love behind it.
I was just going to say, the greatest gift you can give is of you or your time. I mean, I think back to all the time, like my grandparents are both deceased, but they gave me their time. And even now, like my family, we spend time. It's not about a gift. It's not how much money you spend or getting a new iPhone or getting a new Xbox. Guys, it's give your time. And she's right. Gifts can be given all throughout the year. Spend time with people because you never know. You just don't know.
Absolutely.
If my son handed me $400 a couple of years ago, and I said, Merry Christmas. It wasn't Christmas. I think this was about April, May sometime that he gave it to me.
Okay.
But I said, no, it wasn't. I'm sorry. It was July the 25th, 2015, to be exact.
Awesome.
I talked to him on the phone. He said, Mom, you need some money. I said, I need about $40. He said, no, what about $500? I said, no, about $40. He brought me, honest to God, he brought me $400 to my house. It was not no holiday. He said, Mom,
you need
some money. And he brought it. And I was like, Merry Christmas. What
that's
is a
what
Merry Christmas? Somebody
that
tell me
amazing.
What is a Merry Christmas?
Wouldn't it be nice that the spirit that we feel around this time of year is really supposed to be all year round? So I think that was a good gesture on the part of your son to do that, because this is how we're supposed to be, you know, kindness, you know, seem to be a little kinder during this time of the year. And almost like if a switch is turned off, as soon as January 1st hits, we're back to the same old as we used to say. It'd be nice if we just have this same spirit all year round. I want to share a little tip.
It's a false sense of happiness. Happiness comes with buying presents. Joy dwells on the inside. So if you allow the joy of receiving the gift, even if my son tell me, Mom, I love you and I appreciate you. You know, you were kind of hard, but I appreciate you. And I love you. Let me tell you something. It's more than giving me a whole 12 stem of long red roses or African violets. You know what I'm saying? It's more than that. He makes my heart glad when they just appreciate me. It's about appreciating people all the time, not just this season, you know, because you do find a lot of people get a little warm around this time. But give me the warmth all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Be real. I think it's just a false sense of happiness to me. And I don't mean to dampen nobody's spirit or anything, but I just think it's a false sense, because right after the holiday, you don't even have nobody sweet to say, Merry Christmas, how are you? They don't do it like that anymore.
It's not even real.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I think people hesitate to say Merry Christmas because they're not sure what to say.
Awesome, Dr. Smith.
They don't know. That's true.
And the other thing that I was saying when I mentioned earlier about traditions, you know, because giving gifts has been a part of traditions, is what has been taught in many families. And as we've gotten older, those who were able to purchase certain gifts, it's who has the best gift and what do I give?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, and that's what I mean by tradition, because exactly. Everybody's not able to give on a certain level. And if I'm with my family, I'm not sure that I'm even interested in the gift, because a gift for me would be more than what I, it would be what I would give to the children versus adults.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's awesome.
And that's, but we,
and,
have to stop, we have to stop giving them that false sense because of the holiday. I'm sorry, but this is just how it is. We have to stop giving them that false sense also because they think it because of, you know, December the 25th. Who's to say you're going to live to see December the 25th? Let me go and buy you some stuff right now.
Now.
And get it over, and get it over with.
Right. She's so
because you know they appreciate it.
Exactly.
What else is
exactly.
nice to do, guys? You know, want to know another good idea, and I tell people, do this during the year, too. Take your kids to the Humane Society. Take them to a soup kitchen. You know, show children about giving back. Get all, get some stuff together that you don't use anymore, or whatever it is, and you take it. Take it to a church, to a synagogue, to a community center. Give back, you know, pay it forward, random acts of kindness. All
yes,
of these
and that's what it's
and
all about.
Teaching children.
And the kids love that because they learn the meaning of not only just giving back, but they learn the meaning of humanity, how to treat people who may be going through difficulty with respect and dignity.
Yep.
They learn that. And I hope that we don't lose that. With so much going on right now, I just hope we just don't lose that spirit of giving and really showing people that it's to give back and not always look for someone to take, give you something.
Exactly.
Often we have kids growing up. And they think that everyone's supposed to give them all the time. And so we had to reverse that and just get, you know, a new paradigm shift of thinking that, no, you don't have to always be on the receiving end. It's okay to also give because it really warms your heart.
Absolutely.
And that's what I have to say that we started doing the last couple of years is just going to the veterans home and also to the hospital and the neonatal unit with those preemies, the babies, and rocking,
just
giving back to people, and also the Shriners, where those kids, you know, are going through challenges with their limbs and surgeries and things of that nature.
That's
so
awesome.
There's
right
plenty
there.
Opportunity out there that you can do and make it part of your Christmas list for, you know, today we're gonna spend some time here and get the mat off of receiving a gift.
Exactly. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Call in just like Evangelist Carter did, and I'd made contact with her previously and even ran some ads in regards to some things she was doing up there in Philadelphia. And we do appreciate her being a part of this show and, you know, sharing her thoughts, but also receiving the gift. She will receive the book, Who Do You Love? By Nicole S. Brown. Now we're gonna. Our time is being pressed, so we want to kind of move forward and kind of address one or two other things. Now, when we were talking about coping tips, we mentioned several of them, and it was in the process. Just spending time with your family. Don't wait till Christmas time to buy the gifts. That's where you won't be stressed out. Just a couple things, you know. Make sure you get necessary health, mental health throughout. You know, the time, don't let the holidays be the one on your back. Don't go to alcohol. Alcohol is not the answer.
No.
Drugs is not the answer. So those are some of the things you can cope with it when you have an opportunity to get ahead of it. Don't get behind it. Once you get behind it, then you're going to be challenging. Even though you've been doing counseling and therapy throughout the year, then you stop doing it, you get behind it, and 2020 will bring on greater challenges. All right, we want to kind of move forth and talk about some things to stay mentally healthy, during the holidays. How can you stay mentally healthy during the holidays?
Well, this is Olivia Smith.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Smith.
Can you hear? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Something that you have been alluding to throughout the show is about maintaining therapies for those who are involved with therapy. I also want to point out that this is the time of year that many people, you know, the days are shorter. So
a lot
of people experience seasonal affective disorder. Seasonal affective disorder being depression caused by the change in seasons. And so we have to, some people may be on medication, some people simply may be on therapy. Also, what's therapeutic is lighting our homes, having light, certain light bulbs that we need.
In my house,
the light bulbs are very bright, sometimes too bright. But I need light because of the short days.
Okay.
I love the summer and the rest of the year because the days are longer. I get more done. I'm moving. You know, I'm grooving. But when the days are shorter for me, I really don't like that. I'm not diagnosed with seasonal affective disorder, but I know it's for real. Some of the symptoms that people experience this time of year. And any other form of mental health issue, you know, some people have to have medication.
Yep.
We do not need to take vacations just because kids are out of school. If they're on medication, I mean, let your doctor prescribe. But I'm telling you, parents, take a look at that. Because if those kids are creating more behavior problems staying at home and not having medication to keep them calm, it would create another issue. So kids need to continue with the regimen that they're on as well as adults in terms of maintaining our mental health because it's not
I'm glad Dr. O mentioned that. This is Ms. Black again. I'm glad Dr. O mentioned that because that was the situation we often had where parents would take their kids off of medications prescribed by physicians for their certain disorders, and it was always a problem of self-diagnosing their children, and it would take quite a while once school started back to get them back on the routine, and the first couple of days were usually pretty rough, but I also wanted to add that one thing you didn't mention, Doc, was the fact that learning to give to others instead of waiting to be given to, is also a thing that is a tip for appropriate support, you know, that you do. You get a great feeling out of giving to other people, at least I do anyway. And I'm glad Dr. O mentioned the SAD, because SAD does affect a lot of people. I'm like you, Dr. O. I like to have a lot of light. My house is all lit up now. You probably could land a plane here. on the roof, because I don't like the short days either, but I like lots of light, and that is appropriate for, you know, quite a few people that go through seasonal depression. It's called SAD, but anyway, so these types of things, but, you know, keep your kids on the medication, don't do your own diagnosis and things of that nature, and also for those folks who are not seeing a professional, not on medications or anything, and may not need them, you know, just whatever is prescribed or not prescribed. But those people that are trying to or don't see anyone, you know, if you're experiencing depression symptoms that are more than, you know, 2 weeks or longer, you know, we encourage you to please see someone and get some help that you may need and talk to somebody. We can't leave those, you know, people out either, because everyone may not be or have the resources to see a professional. But there are many places where you can call and get assistance, and they can point you in the right direction.
Right.
Exactly.
Can I add,
yeah,
Dr. Smith, just a couple things,
yes,
I think, for people to,
yes,
one, self-care, very important, year-round,
oh,
not just at the holidays, whether it's a massage, whether you go to a yoga class, meditation, you can do right at the holiday dinner if you want, practicing mindfulness, setting boundaries, try to let grudges go,
oh,
with family members, try to,
yes,
just go with the flow. Don't get into arguments. If you're feeling uncomfortable, please don't drink, because when you drink, you know, we know things can escalate. Go into another room.
Yes.
Take a walk outside. Get some fresh air. You know, keep everything in moderation.
Yes.
You know, I think if we, yeah, please don't drink or talk politics. And I said, don't go on Facebook either. I told some people, because they get more stressed,
yes,
out when they think other people look so happy. Well, it's a facade sometimes. Just because people look happy, it doesn't mean that they're happy. You don't know what they're going through. And
correct,
that gets people,
exactly,
stressed out too. So,
exactly. You know, we have to keep
moderation
in mind, you know, moderation is so important. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And those are coping tips to kind of deal with what we look forward, not just for the holidays, because, you know, we have to deal with this,
mm-hmm,
year-round. And when you're dealing with things year-round, just don't assume the holidays are time to take a break off. One of the things that was just said, I think, is so important when you're talking about keeping joy in your life during the holidays.
Yes.
Do your best to avoid family arguments.
Yes.
Because you're going to be around,
absolutely,
your family. And you will have a tendency to get into some confrontation over something that don't even make any sense. And to be able to give a gift to somebody, or you didn't bring a gift at all to the event. And don't get into that, because,
yeah,
that's what family comes together for, the purpose of helping one another, being a support for one another during the holidays. Don't get caught up in getting angry about something that may be said. Don't allow yourself to be in an unhappy relationship, and then,
right,
you bring that unhappy relationship to your family gathering.
Yeah.
You're not happy.
Or,
yes, go ahead, Alicia.
Something happened 20 years ago. Some people go back, 20 years ago, you did blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, it's like searching to be angry or trying to remember what I was angry about.
I think that you're going to have some negotiations. If you know, and this is serious, if you have someone, if you're going through a divorce or have had a divorce, and your ex-partner, spouse has remarried and brings the new relationship to a negotiation's going to have to be done before that happens. real negotiation with wherever it's being hosted and whoever's going to,
yep,
be there. There's going to be some really talk before you get through there. So don't wait and just show up and no preparation been done ahead of time. Also, if you know that you have a child molester in your family, and it's been a hidden secret, or everybody thinks it's a hidden secret, it's unspoken, you need to make sure that people are you've negotiated how that's going to be handled, and not have someone there who's been the victim of that, even domestic,
exactly,
violence. This is year round stuff. This is real talk. These types of things,
yes,
you don't wait until Christmas Day. We're going to grandma's house and everything's going to be kumbaya. No, it's not going to be kumbaya. And
no,
those situations that can turn really violent and really put a damper on a supposedly joyous occasion. So that kind of stuff has to be talked about and negotiated prior to this time of the year.
Exactly.
Real
See,
talk.
That's keep in mind. That's real talk, and we had to keep that in mind because this is what we're talking about, dealing with mental health awareness during the holiday time. And you have to be, and it happens because you're around your family. Go ahead, Alicia.
And important, most importantly, practice gratitude. Practice gratitude,
yes.
You know. That is
awesome.
So important.
Yeah. Very important.
Gratitude.
You know, be
thankful. Look for the good, and also try to keep good people around you. Keep a nice support system or some friends you can reach out to, you know, but practice gratitude. And so if you have to spend 3 or 4 hours with somebody that maybe you don't like,
breathe. That's a challenge.
Yeah,
and that's one of the things, being able to be comfortable around those people. If you – you know, you have a situation where you mentioned several things that could put you in a very, a bad situation in regards to even family members or friends. You know, you go to a Christmas gathering and somebody that you just don't get along with, and it goes back, it might be, you know, you end up divorcing that person 20 years ago, and now they show up with somebody else, and you still going through these things with you. You have to be so grateful for having the opportunity to make it to the holiday season. That's one thing I want to leave with y'all tonight. Be
one
very
other
grateful
thing, Dr. Smith, I wanted to just mention, keep in mind, there are children at holiday gatherings, and if you don't like someone, or maybe it is a divorce situation, please, you know, try to avoid talking about that person's parent that's not there, or avoid arguing or getting into conflicts, because I've had kids tell me this all the time, it makes them very uncomfortable and it's upsetting to them, and they don't know what to do when they're witnessing these types of interactions with the adults.
Exactly.
This is Ms. Black again. I think the situations where domestic violence, child molestation, things of that nature, it might be like Dr. O said, you may have to do something different, start a new tradition. It may not be with those particular family members. You may have to, you know, get a new support, like you said, new support group around you, and start your own new traditions and see those people at other times when those things that make you uncomfortable, those folks are not there.
Right.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. Making sure we're in a situation where we can be as comfortable as possible and it's healthy for you, because we talk about mental health, and you have to be in that situation coping with what's going on. Don't stress yourself out where you're trying to buy everybody a gift. You got to have a high expectation about a gift. Don't stress yourself out that you have to have everything perfect, because life is not perfect. You just do the best you can. And have a lot of love for your family. Be grateful for what you have, because to have family is so important. It shouldn't be the holidays, and I want to say this, the holidays shouldn't be the only time you come together with your family. And I don't always, it can be your immediate family. It don't have to be individuals that you got to pull from wherever, traveling. Just get together with your sibling, get your children together and do that year round. If you do that year round, when we get to this time of the year, we won't have to worry about some of those things. Somebody mad because you didn't call them about something 4 months ago.
Right.
You said something to their child, which is your niece or nephew, and they didn't like it. But they didn't say anything about it. But when they get to the Christmas party, when they get their Christmas gathering, they got an audience. Yeah. Now they're going to say everything about that. You're going to remind you. I always said that as an administrator, be careful how you try to embarrass children in front of other children or their peers.
Exactly.
Because it don't matter about the consequences, because they're not going to let you one up them. You got to understand that. That's one of the things as a former educator, an administrator, don't do that. Don't try. And adults are the same way. If you said something, even if you didn't say it, but they saw something on Facebook, social media.
Yep.
They heard somebody else say you said it. And what they going to do? They going to wait to the Christmas party or the Christmas gathering at the family house and bring it there. And it's going to be on the property. And we have to keep, so coping tips. try to keep the air clear throughout the year. Meet with your family as often as possible. Show the love for one another. Be a support system, Lisa as well as Scarlett as well as Dr. O have said. Be a support system for each other. That's how we can be successful. That's how we can deal with the holiday blues. Now, we didn't go into the in-depth part about because you're missing that person that you long for and you're lonely. You know, family is there. Relationship is not only just having with someone else, a mate, a significant other, but family members is there, too, to support you. Keep that in mind. The loneliness when you're around people, when you're not around people, but during the holiday you're around people. Use some of these coping tips to be successful. But we're at the end of the hour. It has been awesome, and I want each one of the experts to say, it's exciting. And we appreciate Anna calling in from out of Philadelphia and also those individuals, Kim Payne, as well as Anna Carter for receiving the book, Who Do You Love? By Nicole S. Brown as your Christmas gift from the Smith Way Production. And I want each one of the experts to share their thought as we close this out.
I want to say, you know, to our listening audience, you know, as Lisa mentioned, she talked about gratitude. Many of us are in sororities or fraternities. Also, we in those areas, we talk about service and providing service. That's another area that we have to teach our children about. And we plan our season like we plan our life. My suggestion is plan my season like I plan my life. I try to plan my life out so that it is not as stressful for me. And the joy that I seek is internal. It's internal to me.
Exactly.
Happiness depends on external, things that are external. So I think it's important that we take a look at ourselves and try to plan as much as we can, you know, as life allows us to deal with seasons, holidays, life in general. With that being said, if you all don't mind, I'd like to offer the suicide hotline, 1-800-273-8255. The suicide hotline, again, 1-800-273-8255. And the National Alliance for Mental Health, 1-800-950-6264. Again, 1-800-950-6264 for assistance.
Awesome. All right. That's awesome right there. Thank you, Doc, so much. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much, Doc. And Lisa, Eva Scarlett, either one of y'all can share your last.
Yes, my last thought, practice gratitude again.
Yes.
If there's somebody or somebodies that maybe you have had a fallout out with, maybe somebody you need to work on to forgiving or forgiving yourself or forgiving the other person, reach out. Don't ever have regrets. And, you know, practice self-care. Self-care is so important at this time of the year. If you're not okay, remember it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
But reach out so we can help you to be okay. And I know I'm here in Florida. You can go to my website to look me up, www.bocatherapyservices.com. I'm more than happy to guide or direct anybody to getting some help. I know here in Florida we have 211, we have mobile crisis. You can call the police department if you need help. You can call a church. You can call a temple. Reach out. Reach out. There's never feel like you're alone. I think it's very important for people to understand. Yeah. I know you might feel alone, but you can always reach out to somebody, and somebody will reach out back.
Yes, it will. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Lisa.
And that's my final note. You're welcome.
All right, awesome. I appreciate you joining us tonight, and it's been awesome. You know, I'm going to say Merry Christmas to everybody, but especially to Lisa. She's joined us, and I know down there Christmas, but it's so nice down there. Weather-wise, so
you guys gonna come down?
She don't know what I'm talking about.
Show on the beach.
Oh, well, we can look at doing that. A show on the beach, show on the beach. So that's awesome. That's invite. You're here. We're ready to. We're gonna plan and go down to the beach, where it may be, whether North Miami Beach, South Miami Beach, or Fort Lauderdale Beach, whatever one. We're gonna use one of them. We're gonna have a ball. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us. And you can make
Thanks,
sure you can contact Lisa. She's been awesome. She's taking time to be a part of this, and we appreciate it. Scarlett, we want to let you close it out on your end as well.
Okay, well, it was a great, great show tonight, and hopefully that our listener audience received many tips and just some things that they already know. Sometimes you just need to hear confirmation. Many of us already know what needs to be done and what the answers are to many things that we may discuss, but sometimes it's very helpful just to hear somebody confirm it, to give you the feeling of just knowing, you know, I'm on the right track with this. We all have had holiday situations that can be very humorous at times and also very challenging. But just know that December 25th is one day. And the reason that we celebrate the day and we honor the day is for our Christmas joy and for the birth of Jesus Christ. So let's just not forget that. And the 26th is the next day. We'll get through it. And you'll have many stories that you can tell over the years, and hopefully great ones and joyous ones. But to everyone out there, just have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And we thank you for giving us the opportunity to share our thoughts with you each and every week that we're on.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Scarlett. And you know, I have to give a shout out to those individuals joining us on Facebook. And we have quite a few, so I'm going to have to run down to quite a few names and give the shout out to those individuals. Individuals on Blog Talk Radio that I can identify their number. I'm going to give a shout out. First of all, we're going to say thank you to each and every one of you all joining us. And we really appreciate it. We have Faye Treadwell Smith. Thank you, Faye, for joining us. Kristen Barrow, join us. Thank you so much. Nicole Davison, and I'm going to say something about Nicole. Nicole was one of my students when she was probably in the third or fourth grade or something like that down in McKenzie, Alabama. She's stationed in Hawaii, and she just received a promotion. She's in the military, and Nicole is one of my former students down there from McKenzie, Alabama, McKenzie School. Also, Alicia Hardy, thank you so much. My frat brother, and always joining us, and I appreciate it, George M. Scott, Jr. We want to give a shout-out to Brenda Franklin Avery and Kim Payton. She was the one that received the gift of the book Who Do I Love by Nicole S. Brown. Kim worked with me down in Lyons County. I'm going to say that, and I'm not giving it to somebody because I know her, but she was the individual. Loretta Moss, she's also down there from Mosses, Alabama. Deborah Hutchinson, she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Miranda Mills, Carol Urena, Ian Johnson, and my frat brother Keith Sism. He was my boss man right as I retired down in the school system. He was the principal, and I was the coach down in Hable Middle School. Giving him a shout out. He's also my frat brother, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Marilyn Carrier, thank you so much. Marilyn, she's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and when I can see it, I'll give you a shout-out because Dr. O is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, as well as Scarlet Black is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Tisha Caldwell, thank you so much. Latrice Jackson, thank you, Latrice. Precious Henry, thank you so much. And another one of my frat brothers, Dwayne Twin Williams, of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, my nephew. Jennifer Edwards, she's my biological sister. Thank you so much, Jen. Cinnamon Brown, thank you so much. And another one of our frat brothers, Scarlet Black, is Chris Butler. And he was made at Alabama State University through Gamma Beta Chapter.
Right.
Yes, Chris Butler. Tamika Nicole, thank you, Tamika, so much. And we have BJ Jefferson. BJ, thank you so much in support, pretty much your grandson working with my thing, want to act up right now, with my daughter Lauren. She's a part of this show as well. Sharon Smith Banks, thank you so much. And also looking down here, last but not least, one of the co-workers of Alabama State University, Karan White. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And we're going to send Merry Christmas to each and every one of you from Facebook and the individuals on Blog Talk Radio, where I can identify their number. We have Evangelist Anna Carter. We thank you, Evangelist, out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We also have joining us Scarlett Alsara out of Columbus, Ohio. Crystal Port, a member of Delta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We're giving her a shout out as well. We got several other people I see joining us, and I don't have your, you know, exactly who you are, but I appreciate you taking time. This is our and the team. I want you to know the last show before we go into 2020. And it's been awesome.
Can
God
I
has
just
blessed
this right quick?
Awesome. Yes, Scarlett, you can say that.
One last thing. I want to give a shout out to Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. As of today, we're 1 month from our 100th anniversary. And we are the only constitutionally bound to the Brothers of Phi Beta Super Fraternity Incorporated. Yahoo, Zetas are coming.
And they're coming.
Dr.
They're
Smith, may I give, Dr. Smith, may I give one
yes.
more shout out before you close out? I'd like to
okay.
shout out to Denise Hall, my cousin, social worker, and member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. She's in Ohio, and she's listening to the show with our aunt, Leatrice Alexander, who is also listening to the show.
All right.
And for me, my aunt demonstrates joy. She demonstrates showing the basics of enjoying life and how
That's
to do it. At 83, she travels alone. She goes where she wants to go. She encourages, and just the little thing that she told me this summer, you smile, you pick up a paper if someone drops it. Be kind to the older people. And have something sweet every day. That demonstrates to me the joy within, despite any hardships and losses she's experienced in life. So I really want to give her a shout out and let her know we appreciate her. Thank you.
That's right.
That's all right. But anyway, it's Zeta's time, 100 years, a month from today.
That's right.
Gotta get it
and
in
we'll
there.
Give a shout out. Yeah, January 16th, 2020.
1920.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, J16 be celebrating up in Washington D.C. Then in the summer with their boule, in the month of June, they'll be bringing everybody there, even the members and the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and we'll all get together in D.C.
Coming in, that's
and
right.
make it blue and white. So we'll give a shout out for everybody, and we appreciate each and every one of you all. And like I said, this is our last show, with either one of our shows, self, our sports show on Wednesday night. And we want y'all to have an awesome holiday. We want you to use the coping tips to make it through the holiday, because we want you to be a part of this in 2020. God has showed me a vision. It's things that we're going to do. I just want to also say he gave me the vision to be able to write this book that will be available. Actually, on release date is December 20, entitled Don't Be Scared of Love. And I want you to get you a copy of it. As you go to Facebook, it costs $20. I also have the Cash App in there where you can pay for it. And we had a limited time where we was able to acknowledge you by putting your name in the book, the team, and all the other individuals who purchased a copy by that date, which was the 15th. But if you can get it in tonight, get it in to Cash App, which is Cash App, Lorenza D. Smith, and you can get it to me, and you can get you one of those copies of Don't Be Scared of Love, and it will help you make it through the holidays. and you sit down with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, libation if you call it, or a honey bottle or whatever you want to call it, cake or eggnog, read this book. But make sure you purchase these books. And you can go to Facebook, and it's Cash Out, Loretta D. Smith, Don't Be Scared of Love. It's been awesome, and I want everybody to take care of themselves the rest of the holiday. Be as kind to your family member as well as kind to people. Be grateful for what you have. If you don't have all the things and didn't get all the things you want, you know what? Just keep on living. They will come. And as I said, my hashtag, as I close it out, always, you know, keep on grinding. Never give up. It's going to be some challenging days. It's going to be some good days and going to be some bad days. But don't complain. Just keep on grinding. Other hashtag, communicate for understanding. That's what you have to do. Don't get into that argument when you don't have to. Take some time. Take a break. Something we didn't mention. Take a break when things, even when you're at your family gathering and everything is all, you know, people excited, you may have to step off into another room and just sit down and just relax, because a lot has happened. And reflect on what God has blessed you with all this year. Bless you to have a family to be there. But do that. Meditate. Do some yoga, as Lisa said. These things will help you make it through the holiday and get you ready for 2020. Don't try to get a New Year resolution. Have a all-year resolution. All year, from day one all through the year. Have a resolution, meaning being kind, be grateful, and thankful. Last but not least, as we get chance to close it out, I always give this shout out because I'm saying Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year's to you. But I got a big shout out I always give to everybody, and I'm glad I'm able to do it. And I'm going to put a little Christmas music along with it. I'm noticing I'm having people join me, so, you know, Facebook, so I got to give a shout out. We have Christina Sunshine Jackson joining us, and we have Dr. Scott Holmes joining us. So those individuals, the last minute join us. But I want to tell you like this. No matter what you do, give God the praise. When things are tough, squeeze them knuckles tight and skip, just say, Lord, help me, and he will, because he's awesome. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome Christmas, but have not a lonely Christmas, but a happy Christmas. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
It's the season to be jolly, but how can I be when I have knowing that we won't be together? A silent night, I know it's gonna be joy to the world.
Think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best
oh my.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote in provision for you to win. You're a
the
winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people talk to you, ain't true enough.
You ain't seen your best day.
Oh, well,
my. You ain't seen your best day yet.
Stay in the faith, my sister.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
Stay in the word, my brother, my brother, my brother,
you
my
ain't
brother.
Seen your
what you know? Would you deposit this word in your heart?
You ain't seen your best day yet.
No, 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 it's not too late for you to start.
You ain't seen your best day.
I want to encourage you. Get away from negative words. Get away from negative people. Can God speak to you? Is on the way. I see you eagle. I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you. You gotta keep on fighting. Keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing. Yes! No, no, no! No, 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 no!
You ain't seen your best days yet!
You ain't seen your best days yet!
You ain't seen your best.
And as we close out, I want to say this. And I played that because your best days are ahead of you. But I want to say Happy New Year to everybody who's still watching on Facebook and listening to on Blog Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you in 2020 because you know what? I love you. And ain't a thing you can do about it. Thank you.